Simon Yud Beis. We're discussing the sugi of Gardumim. It's called Gardumim. Tzitzis that are, if they are slightly torn. Tzitzis that are slightly torn. So this is actually, the sugi is called Gardumim. Gardumim is the word that the poskim call it in the Gemara as well. Gardumim, leftovers. So with that itself actually teaches us something already. It teaches us that really it's a bediavet. Lechatchila, the tzitzis should all be complete, and it should be nice. Sometimes inevitable, they get a little bit torn. But lechatchila, I want you to try to. But we'll be discussing tonight. We'll start discussing the first opinion yesterday. Beis Hashem will be going through both opinions today. What actually passels the tzitzis? When does actually tzitzis become possible? What does it need for the tzitzis to become possible? Okay, so I'd like to start again from the beginning of the sif. I want to just go through a couple of points before we go through it. One is just the concept of kedei aniva. Kedei aniva means literally to make a loop. So what it means is, if I can just show, it means that you go around the tzitzis, you go through all of them, as the Mishnah Berurah explains, and then afterwards you're able to make a loop with just one tzitzis. So the poskim say it would be the equivalent of 4 centimeters roughly. Let me see, we take on it's 4 centimeters.
So when you say you go around all of them, you mean just one set?
Correct. Right. Yeah. So it would be about this. It's about 4 centimeters. Yeah. So that's kedei aniva. So we talk about the concept of kedei aniva, it's talking about that much. Now, I'm going to answer a question that wasn't asked. That's a sif later. Where does this kedei aniva need to be? I'm not going to address that. I'm not just going to say that this question is a good question. If we talk about kedei aniva, are we talking about kedei aniva literally here where I'm showing now, where the string is loose? Or is the kedei aniva even over here? At the beginning of the, after the first double knot? So that is a very good question, and that is actually a machloikas. So either way, when we talk about kedei aniva, let's leave out that machloikas, where the kedei aniva needs to be. Let's leave this out because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't discuss this now. But what we all need to know is that there's a concept of kedei aniva. Kedei aniva is 4 centimeters roughly, enough to make a loop. And as to whether it's over here or it's over here, by the first double knot, after the first double knot, whoever this is, we're going to leave this out for the moment. But it's just the length. When we talk about kedei aniva, it's a length. Okay, that's a point. An additional point is, the obvious point, but needs to be emphasized, is that we've got 4 strings. Of course, we all know that tzitzis, each of them is made out of 4 strings, but they're doubled over, so you're going to have 8. Now, the way it's normally done is that when you make tzitzis, whoever's made tzitzis knows that, you're going to make a sign. When you make the tzitzis, you're going to make sure that the 4 on one side are always going to be the same ones. You're always going to make sure that they stay on one side. Whoever's made tzitzis, we recognize this, that you do 4 on one side and they'll remain the 4 throughout the creation of the tzitzis. Whenever you're making the tzitzis, the 4 on one side will remain always on that side and the 4 other ones will always remain on the other side. Why we do that, we'll actually learn tonight. But we need to know that we always keep the 4. The meaning is, and we'll see Shulchan Aruch discussing this, the meaning is that the 4 on one side will always remain, and they don't mix up. We don't mix them up. 4 on one, 4 on the other. So as you're making the tzitzis, you're always going to have it like that. Now, so therefore, what it's going to be is that if you've got 4 on one side, you're by definition, those 4 are the same than those 4. Could it be, in theory, if you do this system, could it be that one of those 4 is the same than on the same side? Could it be theoretically? Again, could it be that this string is the same than... Can you just come for a second? Can you hold it like this, facing the public? Not me. If you hold... Could it be that one of those is the same... Is this the same string than here? Could it be theoretically?
It's probably done in there.
It's impossible, right? If it's properly done, it's impossible. That string is going to be a string from the other side. And that tzitzis is going to be from the other side as well. If you're careful with that. Okay? If you're careful, does that make sense? Because you only got 4, you got 4 strings going around. You got 4 on each side. So what's going to be is that one of those is going to be one of those. And the second one is going to be over there. And you're not going to have 2. This cannot be the same tzitzis. those two cannot be because they come from the same side. Does that make sense? That's really important. Does that make sense? Yeah? Does that make sense? Okay, good. Now, we are going to be learning tonight the first opinion. The first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch holds that actually the halacha, do you know when tzitzis become posel? Very straightforward rule. The halacha is that if you have got one tzitzis, and when I talk about tzitzis, I'm talking about the whole tzitzis. Going from, this is only half. I'm talking about the whole tzitzis, very good, we'll get to that. That's the question. One tzitzis becoming so short that it's less than the Kedei Aniva. One tzitzis being less than Kedei Aniva. So now, let's work this out ourselves before we go to Shulchan Aruch. So how, if you've got one tzitzis on one side that is cut less than Kedei Aniva, on one side, say you've got this tzitz over here, and it's just a little bit, it's completely torn, there's only a little bit left. Is this a problem, yes or no? It is not a problem. Why is it not a problem? That's right, because the other side, you got definitely still a Kedei Aniva. Now, let's carry on. So if it's one is, that's, by the way, that's going to be the halacha, we're going to see, that's going to be the halacha lemaisa. So if one is completely torn off on one side, you haven't got a problem because it's true that it's less than Kedei Aniva, but the other side is going to make up for it. You're going to have Kedei Aniva on the other side. What happens if you've got two which are completely torn, one on the right side and one on the left side? Is this a problem? That's right. Why is that? Exactly. It could very well be that it's the same one. We don't know. We can't ask him. But its chances are, I don't know my maths very well. I'm sure others can help. How the percent? Is it 25% chance? Probably, yeah. That it's going to be the same one. So this is a suffix, but it's a substantial enough suffix that if you've got one torn, complete less than Kedei Aniva on one side, and another less than Kedei Aniva on the other side, we have to assume, we must assume that it may be the same one, and therefore we pass the tzitzis. It's a suffix, a substantial enough suffix to pass the tzitzis. Yeah? Yeah, that's right. We don't say Mechleroyf. By the way, there is actually, in theory, somebody asked me the other day, in theory there is a way of finding out. You could just undo the tzitzis and finding out. But it wouldn't really help, because by the time you've undone it, you've run into trouble. So it's not going to get you very far, because you wouldn't be able to redo it again, the halacha, as we're going to see. So that's halacha lemaisa, Rabbosai. One Kedei Aniva, according to the first opinion, we're going to see that's really how we pasken, that one Kedei Aniva on one side is not a problem, because the other side makes up for it. One Kedei Aniva on one side, and another Kedei Aniva, less than Kedei Aniva on the other side, is going to be a psul, it's going to be a puzzle, because it could be the same one. Yeah. Very good question. Very good question. The Mishnah Berurah addresses this question. Can I just repeat this very good question? Does it merge? If you want to be very economical, it's got 2 centimeters left on one side and 2 centimeters left on the other side. Are you going to say you've got Kedei Aniva here, yes or no? Beautiful question. Lemais Mishabu addresses it. Lemais Ua Machmir. Halach Lemais Ua Machmir. Halach Lemais Ua Machmir. What happens if you've got two less than Kedei Aniva? Yeah?
Because you mentioned before about where the Kedei Aniva has to be.
Good. Very good. That's very good. It's got to do with that. Very good. That's correct. That's correct. That's very good. That's very good. Lemaise, what will be the halacha if you've got two on this side which are less than Kedei Aniva? Two on one side, is that a problem?
No.
Less than Kedei Aniva on one side, is that a problem? What about three? No. What about four? Okay, so you're right, according to this opinion, actually right. In theory, you're right. According to this opinion, you could have this being Kedei Aniva. So you could have really, according to this opinion, you could have a tzitzis which looks pretty much like that. One side you've got just over Kedei Aniva, and on the other side completely torn off. You could have a tzitzis which looks like this. According to this opinion, so according to what we've been seeing now, you're actually okay. Because the only problem is if it's less than Kedei Aniva on both sides. So that's this opinion. Does that make sense so far, Rabbosai? Does that make sense? Yeah? So you need to have one tzitzis which is less than Kedei Aniva completely. That's when it becomes possible. Let us see this Shulchan Aruch inside. Sif Simen Yud Beis, Sif Aleph. Im Nifsiku, if they tore. Kol chutei haknaf. All the strings of the tzitzis. V'nishtayir bohem. And it remained amongst them. Kedei anivas kol hachutim. Enough to make a loop around all the chutim. You're quite right in pointing out around that tzitzis. Kol hachutim apsukim biyachat. Kosher, it's kosher. Ve'im loy nisha kedei aniva. But if it didn't remain a kedei aniva, perish, this loshon of kedei aniva, the word comes from a pasuk which says vayerkesu es achoshen targum vayanvun, which means to go around, to make a loop. Afilu bechut achot, in with one of them shenifsa koloi, what is completely done, it's pasuk. Hilkach, therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah. Therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch. Therefore, kevan, since shekol echad kofu l'shnayim, since normally they are, since they are doubled over, im nifsnek shnei roshim, if both heads, both sides, on the extreme right and on the extreme left, are completely cut off, posul, it's posul. Why is that? Shema, maybe, perhaps, nifsnek chudechot, maybe it's the same one. Maybe it's the same yankel. It's the same yankel on the right and the same one on the left. Maybe it's the same one that is cut off less than kedei aniva. It could be it's the same string if it's on the yeah. V'lefi, and according, lefi mashan noyagim, according to what the minig is, ledaktik, to be careful, pe'eis hatzias hatzitzis, since we are careful when we make the tzitzis, lo se simon, to make a sign, pe'abo roshim, by the four ends, we make a sign, Pe'inyan, in a way, shele'oilam arbo roshim, hey mitzad echot, that the four on the right side remain on the right side throughout. Shelakesh va'arbo roshim mitzad acher, the four on the right stay the four on the right, the four on the left stay the four on the left, they're always the same ones. Therefore, em nifsiku shnei roshim mitzad echot, therefore, if two get torn off completely on one side, kosher. It's kosher, as we just discussed, because you still got it. What's the reason? Because the reason is because you still got kedei aniva because of the other side. Does that make sense? The vada shnei chotim em. It's certainly two strings. If it's on one side, it's certainly two strings. V'avenishtayim mikol echad aroish hasheni. And you've got, therefore, on the other side, the end of the other side still remains. Shuyosim kedei aniva, the other side is more than kedei aniva. That is our paskin. By the way, when you buy a tzitzis, what do you think of both sides? And you've got on both sides, they got torn on both sides. Can you assume that it was done in that way? Or better safe than sorry? Sorry. If you got cut off, if you got torn off, you got on one side, a kilesta kedei aniva, and on the same side, I should say, also less than kedei aniva. Two strings on one side. Do you have to? Can you assume that it was done with that way, or not? Does the question make sense? Can you assume that it was done this way or not?
I think so.
Yeah.
Because you're assuming everything else is kosher when they made the sixes, so why not this?
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's not absurd. It's just a minic. Well, if you got two strings, unless kedei aniva. Yeah. But what are you saying there? What that if it's
the shah is not at the time of buying this human.
Correct. It's not correct. Later on, that's right, yeah. Yeah. So the emma says that what do you think about Isai? Can you assume that it was done with two because it's not kashrus shah. If it's kashrus, you can assume that it was done by Heksha. But this is just a minic.
You wouldn't assume that they would this would be as well?
Yeah, what do you think? Yeah, you can assume that it was done. Yeah, so the poskim say all that you can assume that it was done like that. And therefore, if you've got two, which are less than kedei aniva on one side, you can assume that you can still, it's kosher. That's what the poskim say. You can assume that it's fine. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Dalet. Pasul, ein lekamon b'sif gimel. According to everyone, im nifsak chut echod meikoroi, da'ainu b'mokim chiburi ba'knaf de pasul. This is something which we'll be addressing in Sif Gimel. I'm leaving this out for now, but what I want to point out is a tas that is mentioned here. Kosova Taz, the Taz writes, Al Kein Roy, therefore it is appropriate, Lekol Yireh Shemayim, anybody who has got Yireh Shemayim, Sheyah Ye'ayin, he should check, B'shaz P'tika Gam B'tchilas Moitzom Shel Atzitzis, Da'ayinu B'mokim Chiburi B'aknaf Im Yesh Sham Kera. The Mishneh Berurah says, when you check the tzitzis, you should check also over here. Mokem chiburoi, at the beginning, you should check not only if it's, when you check the tzitzis, don't only check over here at the end, by the anaf, by the wing, but also check over here if something is torn, because that could potentially, of course, be a major problem as well. So it should be checked anyway. The truth is, it's not that uncommon. Because when is the most common time that tzitzis become possible? What is the most common time that tzitzis become possible? I'm not talking about biking. Erev Shabbos, yeah. Erev Shabbos, okay, yeah. Yeah, that's true, I suppose, yeah. Yes? Yeah, that's true as well. Yeah. I think the most common time is when a person makes tzitzis. No, when you pull, it's very common that they tear. It's very common. No, don't you think so? I don't know. It's very common that when you make tzitzis, so it's very important that when you that's, so there it could very well be that the first double knot there it could tear there, but if when you, so therefore he says you check there as well. That's the Mishneh Berurah. He says you check not only the point the Mishneh Berurah makes over here. Don't only check by the way, but also check by the double knots. Then at the first part that's it, there you should check as well the tzitzis, because you could pass the tzitzis. Mishneh Berurah cotton zayin shnei roshim hu adin afilu kol haroshim. Could, the halacha will be the same if all the ends of the tzitzis nifsekum mitzad echad, on one side they are all torn, umeabo roshim shemitzad hasheni, but on the four ends on the other side loy nishtay bechol echad rak de'aniva. That's the case that we spoke about earlier. On one side, four strings are just over Kedah Aniva. So one side, they're just 4 centimeters. And on the other side, they're completely torn off. The tzitzis, according to this opinion, will be kosher. Imagine that. Tzitzis on one side, 4 centimeters. And the other one completely torn off. So you've got really like a tiny miniature. Yeah, but they'll be kosher, according to this opinion. Kamkin kosher, the nifsale de azug rak. According to this opinion, it remains kosher. It only becomes possible if the nishtar bechol echad rak kedah aniva. Only if the whole string, the whole tzitzis, is less than kedah aniva. Yeah. Kamkin kosher, the nifsale de azug rak im schase chut echo b'shnei roshev. Yeah, that's what the Mishneh Berurah says, and that's how we pass in according to this opinion. Right, okay, this is the opinion of the first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. What's the other opinion? The other opinion has a completely different approach. So what we've discussed now is you need one Kedah Aniva of the entire string, so far so good. The next opinion is the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees completely, and he says, no, this has nothing to do with, he has a different approach, and he says, tzitzis become possible in a different way altogether. Rabbeinu Tam holds that you need, it has not, the crucial point is nothing to do with Kedah Aniva. Tzitzis don't become possible by Kedah Aniva. Rabbeinu Tam is much more machmir in a way. He said you need to have the entire string, the entire tzitzis. If it's cut off partially, the tzitzis become possible. However, not with one. Not with one. If one is cut off, that doesn't matter. You need to have more than that. Let us see what Rabbeinu Tam says. V'le Rabbeinu Tam, top line of page Chof Dalet. V'le Rabbeinu Tam, loy machshirim, elo benishtairu, shnei chutim shleimim. The Rabbeinu Tam holds, you need to have 2 complete strings. Dehainu arba roshim, you need 4 strings, as it were. So 2 strings that end up being 4. Shekol echot ma'roshim, orach yud beis gudolim. Ours, then, machshirim shenifseku ashnei chutim acherim im nishtai b'kedah aniva. Says Rabbeinu Tam the following. A totally different approach. Much more machmir in a way. He holds, the way it works is, forget about kedah aniva. It has nothing to do with kedah aniva. Rabbeinu Tam holds, and we're going to be machmir like that opinion we're going to see, that you need to have 2 complete strings. So, 2 on one side, and then again, it will be 2 on the other side. So you need to have 2 complete strings on 2 complete. If they are not complete, even if it's cut that much, which is well above, well more than a Kedah Aniva, but if one of them, if 2 of them are not complete, that's when it becomes possible. Not complete, not the Kedah Aniva, incomplete becomes possible. If more than them are not complete, if more than two are not complete, you're going to be, the tzitzit is going to become puzzled. Yeah. Rabbeinu Tam, we'll see how Lachal Maisa we take Rabbeinu Tam. Do you want to ask something? Rabbi Feingold, do you want to ask something? Yeah. Yeah. You need to have two complete. Says Rabbeinu Tam, let us see how he puts it. Says Rabbeinu Tam, you need to have two complete strings. Dehainu, i.e., arba roshim, four ends. Shekol echon roshim ochud beis gudolim. They need to be 12 gudolim. So you need two strings, which are 2 times 2, which are 12 gudolim. Oz, then, machshim, shenifsuka, shnechutim, acherim, him nishtaim, kedaniv. Then, if the other one's less than kedaniv, it doesn't really matter. Avol, however, that's to answer your question. Avol, however, im nifsuku, shloshe chutim. If three strings are torn, even slightly, if three are torn slightly, avol, pishen nishtaim, kedaniv, although they have gomodne kedaniv, psulim, it's possible, umipnekach, and therefore, כשנחתכו שלושה ראשים, if three ends are torn, אם לא ידיקדיק בייס עשייה תציציס, if he wasn't careful when he was making the tziciz, שיוני קורים, הבא ראשים שמצד אחד של הקשר, if he wasn't careful that the four on each side remain the same, חשינון הוא הקונסנט שמה כל חוט, שמה כל ראש הוא מחוט אחר. We have to, maybe it's a different string. נמצא שאין כאן אלא חוט אחד שולם, הלכך מספיק הפוסל. Therefore, מספיק, we have to assume that it's the same string and it becomes פוסל. That it's a different string and it becomes possible. But if only two are torn, then we'll be machshir mekdei aniva. V'aloche kisvor rishoina. V'aloche lemaisis shulchan aruch. We pasken that like the first opinion. V'aloche lemaisis we pasken like the first opinion that the puzzles it were less than kdei aniva. Miu, however, echad efsha, but wherever possible, to have lochus as well as Rabbeinu Tam, wherever it's possible, you're going to be machmir like the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam that holds that if more than three are torn, more than two, very good, thank you, are torn even slightly, it's possible. We are machmir for Rabbeinu Tam. That's not the main halacha, but we are machmir like Rabbeinu Tam. But the Ramah disagrees. The Ramah says, V'noyagin ke Rabbeinu Tam. The Ramah says, machmir. He says, the minig is like Rabbeinu Tam. We are machmir. That if more than two are torn, they become possible. Hagav called Shkain, and even more so, Dikdik Shani Korin Abo Roshim Shibitzat Echod, and Nifsiku Shloish Roshim Bitzat Echod Apostle, Taoz Vad and Nifsiku Shloish Echutim. If you were careful about the two sides, then three will be the crucial figure. Three, because you know that it's going to be different ones, because you were careful. Vim Nifsiku Bishneid Stodim Nami Apostle, and if they cut them from two different sides, also Apostle Shema Shloish Echutim, because maybe Chutim. So, in other words, let's just recap what we learned. We learned first the opinion of Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, as we discussed, is all about Kedei Aniva. You need, if you have got one string that is less than Kedei Aniva, that's when it becomes possible. So therefore, if it's on one tzitzit which is less than Kedei Aniva, it doesn't matter. If it's two, then it depends. If it's on the same side, it doesn't matter. If it's on the other side, you have to assume it's the same one. The tzitzit becomes possible, and that is the main halacha according to the Shulchan Aruch. According to Rabbeinu, according to first opinion?
No, according to that opinion. Is it Yud Beis Gadolim? Because sometimes you do get tzitzis which are a bit longer.
Right.
Which although we learn is not.
Very good. So, this question is even more relevant when it comes to Rabbeinu Tam.
Yeah.
And the answer is you need Yud Beis Gadolim. That means that if it's a bit more, it doesn't matter. It's a good question. It's a very good question. It's a very good question. But the answer is yes, Yud Beis Gadolim. That means if it's more, it doesn't really matter. Yeah. Okay. The second opinion holds that he has nothing to do with that. Rabbeinu Tam's opinion is, to recap, he has nothing to do with Kedei Aniva. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, what really counts is the amount that you need to have, you need to have two complete strings. Complete meaning 12 gudolim. Therefore, if you have got more than two strings, let's say you've got three strings, as an example, which are cut off, it's still much more than Kedei Aniva, but it's cut off and it's not Yud Beis Gudolin, then you have a problem. You have a problem because you haven't got you haven't got two strings which are complete. You haven't got two strings which are complete, because remember, those over here are the same ones and over here. So you're going to have at least you're going to have strings which are not complete. You must have more than two strings which are incomplete. Two on this side which are complete.
Two
a little bit cut.
And one on that side is cut. So now
and one on this side.
So now have you got three which are cut? Or do you like to say one is the same as the other one?
Rabbi, so what do you think about this? Let's work this out. Two are... What's that?
Depends.
If you were careful.
If you were careful.
Yeah, so I suppose you're right. Because you can assume that it's different ones. Oh, no, you can't. You're right. You can't. Because all you know is that those are separate ones. Those four are separate ones. But those are going to be the same than here. Yeah, but this one could be, it's a different one than, yeah. It could be, yeah. But so therefore you might have three strings. Right. So therefore it's going to be a problem. Right, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. And the Mishnah Berurah paskens, lemaisa. So halach lemaisa, what do we have to be careful with, Rabbi Yisai? Halach lemaisa, when you check your tzitzis, when does it become possible, Rabbi Yisai? So if you've got kedei aniva, less than kedei aniva on two sides, you have a problem. Right? If you've got less than kedei aniva on one side, it's okay. If you've got more than three strings, which are cut, which are torn, even to some extent, it's not very good, because you haven't got Rabbeinu Tam. And we're machmir, the Rama says, you're machmir like Rabbeinu Tam. Does that make sense, Rabbi Yisai? Yeah, at least two. You need to have two complete. Yeah, you're right. The Mishnah Berurah says that, Rabbi Yisai, if you've got a problem that according to Rabbeinu Tam, but according to the first opinion, you're okay, can you make a bracha? So you've got four strings or three strings which are not complete, but you haven't got any kedei aniva problems. Can you make a bracha on that tzitzis or not? What do you think? Imagine a tzitzis that looks like that you've got three strings which are not kedei aniva. I'm saying more than kedei aniva, but not complete. Pardon? You say, according to us, according to Rama, you would make a bracha. According to Rama, you would make a bracha? You can't make a bracha in Rabbeinu Tam, according to Rama? Because no again, kesvara rishoina. No again, Rabbeinu Tam. Says the Mishnah Berurah, and it's true that this opinion, the Mishnah Berurah here brings it in Sifkot Yud Aleph according to our first opinion, but the way the poskim quote this Mishnah Berurah is that Alocha, maybe is that, that's how the Bialocha paskens as well. The Alocha, the Mishnah Berurah paskens in Bialocha, Bialocha as well in Mishnah Berurah, it seems, that you could actually make a bracha according to, even if the tzitzis is possible according to Rabbeinu Tam, us, who are makbid on the Ramah, nevertheless we could make a bracha. It's just a minute to be machmir, but nevertheless you could make a bracha on tzitzis, which are possible according to Rabbeinu Tam.